This is Radical Alternatives.
First, I wanted to say I'm back. And starting with this episode, there will be new podcasts twice a week on Mondays and Fridays. This is my second hiatus since the last episode. I have learned a tremendous amount, and I'm excited to share those insights, thoughts, and ideas going into 2021. So here's to an interesting year. Crypto is the Greek word for secret, and archy comes from archos, meaning government. Cryptarchy means anonymous or secret government. I will try to make the case in this podcast why anonymity in government institutions and processes are preferable and desirable, and why the right to privacy should be prized above all others in democratic societies. And lastly, why and how the forces of innovation and technology may convene in interesting ways to bolster the cryptarchic future, and indeed how that is where things are already going. These are exciting times indeed. Why cryptarchy? Well, let me pose a question for a question. If we can have cryptocurrency, why not a crypto government? The American founding fathers envisioned a government of and by the people with certain inherent checks and balances. This description also describes what forms the basis of crypto technologies, as crypto technologies are inherently democratic, balanced with checking mechanisms, and decentralized. Due to the times and technological limitations of the 1700s, the American founding fathers had no possible way to foresee what techno wonders would later create the ideal conditions for their indigenous society and form a more perfect union. A world that runs on crypto would have been unfathomable to them. The first and most obvious benefit of cryptarchy is increased security and trust in government and in the function of government. Elected leaders and their names can be anonymized while still being able to carry out their duties free of most outside influences. In an environment where no one knows who is who, that also means you don't know who to bribe, corrupt, blackmail, or assassinate. You can't go after the family or otherwise threaten an elected official. Elected leaders and administrators cannot effectively work on the behalf of the people under constant threat, and crypto government eliminates that from the equation. In 2005, the number of Mexican mayors and mayor candidates killed was 4. In 2018 alone, that number was 37. You have one secure vote verified by blockchain, so voter fraud and fake elections are difficult to pull off in practice. Transactions can be tracked, but not to any particular person unless they want it to be so. If an elected official ever reveals his identity, or somehow revealed, he or she could automatically be disqualified from future office, protecting the integrity of the office. Since all transactions are carried forever on public blockchain ledgers, an anonymous elected official's entire political history, including their policies, donations, and qualifications, can be instantaneously stacked up against others and compared on a factual and objective basis, reducing bias. No longer is a person's height, gender, sexual orientation, race, or other relevant factors that have nothing to do with governments applicable to issues at hand. The result would be a vastly more equitable, capable, and efficient government. Privacy, I believe, is the foremost right in a democracy. By stark contrast, in all authoritarian societies, there is no privacy and no anonymity. All life is public. All of citizens' information is publicly known or available without limit to the state, no matter how intimate and personal. There are informants reporting on every detail, even if it's minute, and whose job is to report those who may oppose the regime or say seemingly innocuous things. You are surveilled on every corner, and the authorities are keeping a running tab. Essentially, since state knowledge of the average citizen under authoritarianism is unlimited, so is the scope of their activities to work against their own population. They can identify who you are, where you've been, offline and online, with whom, what you've said or typed, and more. From this basis, they can spy on your home or business, cancel trains and flights, block your internet, freeze your bank, shut off your utilities, threaten your family, or perhaps worse. With fast telecommunications, AI, and large data sets, this is further expanded a millionfold. As a general maxim, the more someone knows about you, the more they can control you. This is precisely what crypto government avoids. Under crypto government, every citizen is effectively anonymous to the state, so as to protect both voters and politicians. The decentralized, anonymous nature of the crypto state would mean no central authority or ability to shut down the lives of its own citizens or restrict their freedoms. It wouldn't know who to shut down. Court processes and protections would have anonymity built in. Court orders would need to go through even more stringent and digital hurdles to obtain information on a citizen, protecting citizens from potentially bad judgments or rogue judges and abuses of power. This effectively strengthens every amendment in the American Constitution. The right to free speech is reinforced both on and offline. They can't take away your self-defense or your home, search your property, or compel you to incriminate yourself without going through extraordinary measures. It should be somewhat more clear now how you cannot begin to respect any other rights if at first you do not respect and protect privacy rights on some level. Our society is becoming ever more embedded and familiar with crypto technologies. Recently, in January 2021, Bitcoin reached a record high of 40,000, double its previous record during the last major run. As crypto soars to new heights, more and more people will find out about it and its value. New cryptocurrencies and new applications are being devised virtually every week. With it, clever and creative innovations that will utilize these technologies, such as Ethereum ICOs, bypassing traditional funding routes and roadblocks for companies. A cryptarchic future is a radically democratic future. In modern democracies, people are concerned about the centralization of power, the veracity of elections processes, and rise of corrupt political classes. Crypto government addresses and solves these concerns in one grand motion through the use of technology. There is a better way, an answer to our modern socio-political predicaments. Cryptarchy is the way and the answer.